So we're just going to hop right in, and I mentioned you're one of the founders of Mixly. What is Mixly and how did it get started?
So Mixly, we have there's four of us founders. Some of us met in college, some of us met at work, but we all bonded over this one thing that we loved to make cocktails and we love to entertain. I love making elaborate cocktails, and so of course I ended up being the mixologist at Mixly. But some of my other co-founders and a lot of our friends don't really necessarily want to put in that work for a cocktail, they just want to drink it. So we thought, of the great idea to start our own company, making those cocktail mixers that make it easy to make a cocktail or a mocktail right from the comfort of your home.
Well, and I'm curious, where does the name Mixly come from?
So, it's a sleepy category. We thought a lot about the name and, something that would really convey our mission to have fun with our products, but also something that's memorable and something that says a little bit about what the product is and what it does. So we knew that mix had to be in the name. We really wanted it to be something that when the consumers see it on the shelf, they understand how to use the product because they're kind of non-traditional in a way. They're versatile in the sense that they can be paired with multiple spirits. They can all be used to make a mocktail. And so it's not just like margarita mix or Bloody Mary mix. And so people maybe needed another clue to know what to do with Mixly.
Well, and that's what I think I love because I've been able to try a little bit of it. I think I made a whiskey sour with the lemon basil honey. Is that the right one that I'm thinking
Oh,
of?
rosemary lemon honey, maybe?
Rosemary lemon honey, yeah. And when you're coming up with unique flavor combinations, kind of like that, you really are, like you said, doing an elevated cocktail mix.
Yeah, we tried to make flavors that were recognizable, that they might be able to see that it's good as a margarita mix or see that it's great as a gimlet or a sour. But with a modern twist on it, something that was unique, different, and then also versatile. So maybe it goes with more things than just bourbon. For example, I love that one with gin. Yeah, that's just sort of our mission with Mixies, make something fun, but also something approachable, recognizable, but also unique.
Well, and they're very tasty, but I think the thing that also maybe separates you from some of those other mixers that are kind of produced in a certain way, I'll leave it at that, is you guys use a lot of fresh ingredients. Why is that so important? But also, what is the turnaround is? I'm guessing it's a little more difficult to do certain things.
Exactly. Without fresh ingredients, there is no Mixly. We literally started when we founded Mixly, we juiced every single product by hand in our manufacturing space. And it was a lot of work, and it still is. But one by one, once we were able to find a farm or find a source of juice that was just as fresh tasting as us squeezing it ourselves, that was really the threshold of when, we were able to switch over to that thing, to that ingredient. So that was just really the most important thing with Mixly, because when we looked at all the other products out there, nothing was made with fresh ingredients that we could find at the time. If you pick up just about any mixer on the shelf, the first ingredient is water or sugar or fake sugar or worse. Our thing is that the first ingredient is always juice, and it's fresh juice. And so we pride ourselves in that. And one of the reasons that we did that was because, when you go to a cocktail bar, there are certain golden ratios for cocktails. And some of these more fruit-inspired cocktails, tropical cocktails, things like that. The first ingredient is juice. And so why would your mixer that you make cocktails at home be any different? We really wanted to emulate that experience of going down the street to the bar and getting a cocktail, but have all that comfort of home.
I was
And
gonna
also
say
be able to entertain.
well, I was gonna say it's so easy. You just pop open the top, whatever you want to mix with it, and you're ready to go. It's a lot simpler, like you said, at the comfort of home. And as the mixologist, the genius mixologist, as some of your co-founders have said, what's it like to come up with those unique flavor combinations that so that you really do, like you said, it's not just a margarita mix, it's a rosemary honey, type thing. What's it like to come up with that?
Yeah, we have. I mean, first of all, we have a lot of fun coming up with the flavors. Owning a cocktail mixer company in general is fun. Our meetings are great, but it's also a lot of work. You know, we look at trending flavors, we poll our customers at markets and online, and we take inspiration from classic cocktails. Like I mentioned before, we want it to be recognizable, but we want to have our own modern twist on it, and we want it to be unique. And like I said, we don't have a margarita mix, Bloody Mary mix, but we are often inspired by a particular flavor, and we work backwards to kind of figure out what spirits NA spirits or wine or beer goes with that mixer. And so it's kind of a puzzle that we put together in reverse. But we have a lot of fun with it, and we try to do a lot of consumer feedback, and we ask our friends to try them. We host dinner parties, and so it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. And from the beginning, we try to start with what high quality ingredients can we source. It's been a lot of work kind of identifying those different suppliers that have really, really good high quality products. So we kind of look at often what are their offerings and how can we work together to support each other, and then also come up with something that is new and different from our current lineup. So a lot of our inspiration starts from there as well.
I was going to say, as folks will learn, so much goes into such a good product. And where can folks find or get Mixly these days?
Yeah, so you can get Mixly online at mixlycocktailco.com, and we've got all kinds of fun products on there. But we also do lots of different farmers markets and festivals all around the Midwest, and hopefully beyond soon. And then we're also in over 400 retail locations around the nation as well, and always expanding. So we welcome feedback. If you've got a store that you think Mixly would be a great fit in near you, send us an email, because often you're right, and they would love to have Mixly in there because they don't have anything like that. So we're currently expanding into many different stores. We have distribution in about 5 states around the nation as well. And we are starting to pop up on more cocktail and mocktail menus on premise, especially around the Twin Cities area, Minnesota. So hopefully we'll be in a restaurant or bar near you soon.
That is awesome to hear. And I was going to say, what is next for y'all? I'm guessing more flavor combinations and, obviously more taste testing too.
Yeah, so as you might have seen on our website, we just launched our newest flavor. It's called Bunny Mary, which is, of course, a riff on Bloody Mary, but it's a carrot-based. It's got lemon, dill, celery, and coriander in there. So it's got sort of those savory elements of a Bloody Mary, but the sweetness of carrot. So it's somewhat in between. You can mix it straight up as a cocktail, serve it up in a coupe glass, or you can throw it in a Collins glass and put your hot sauce in there, some pickle brine. It makes sort of more of a Bloody Mary style cocktail. It's great with vodka, gin, tequila, aquavit, and recently we've been drinking it as sort of a michelada with beer as well. So it's really versatile, just like all of our products, but it's fun. And so that's just our newest one. But in addition to that, we also have a lot of new flavors coming this year, more than we've ever done in a year. And I can't say a lot yet, but we have two new flavors coming out at the end of April or early May. And what I can tell you is that they're so good, and they're nothing like what we've ever made before. Totally new concept. And if you want to stay in the loop, we always give our email subscribers a first heads up of all of our new products and offerings. So you can head to our website and sign up for that. But we're really, really excited to share that with you.
I love it. A good tease and a good plug there. And Stuart, I appreciate you sharing about Mixly because, like I said, I really enjoyed it. Super simple. Like I said, a great whiskey sour for me on the combination I had. And it was, like you said, you could do it in so many other different things as well. And I can't wait to see what you guys are coming up with.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and I think you'll love it.